you know, throwing a couple picks, but coming right out firing on that final drive, I guess. You don't last as long in this league by losing confidence over a couple picks.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have a short-term memory in this league as a quarterback, certainly as a defensive back, if you get beat, you know, for a touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, two disappointing, you know, turnovers there, one before the half, led to a touchdown for them, and then another one, you know, backed up that allowed them to tie the game. Not backed up necessarily, but it gave them good field position, allowed them to tie the game. But on both occasions, we responded the next series with scoring drives. One, a touchdown drive to start the second half. And then at the end of the game, you know, we got a field goal to take the lead and obviously ran off enough clock to put Minnesota in a hurry-up tempo in their last drive, and our defense was able to stop them.
You guys are 4-0. Congratulations. It's a two-game lead in the division. People have been a little, across the country, been a little questioning about you. How critical are you of you? Because I think from what I know of you, you're the most critical person of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're always grading yourself, you know, after you win, after you lose, the same way, trying to get better, trying to figure out how you can do your job better, how your offense can, you know, can do better. So everybody plays a role, and you always want to be able to do your part. So, yeah, I'm always trying to improve.
Peyton, how would you assess the job your renovated offensive line did?
I thought they did a really good job. I thought, you know, Mike Schofield making his first NFL start, that is not easy against a really good front, really good defense. And then Ryan moving to the left side, thought he did a good job. And, you know, I think Evan continues to get, you know, more comfortable playing next to Matt. And then, of course, Lou is kind of the anchor in there. So I thought those guys did a really good job, created some nice run lanes and great blocking on the long run by Ronnie, great run by Ronnie, but there was a good blocking as well. And thought they did a really good job in some critical situations.
Peyton, not that one play is going to turn things around for the ground game, but what was it like to see that stretch play work so well, Ronnie?
Yeah, it was good. It was a toss play. I mean, Ronnie, we all know when he gets in the open field, he has that breakaway speed. So it was nice to get him in the open field, give him a chance to break away and take it down the field, you know, for the long touchdown. It's definitely a, you know, that can be a definitely a deflating play for a defense. And so it was really good to see that. Great play by Ronnie.
Fourth down play that you scored at the goal line.
Right.
Kubiak said that was very well rehearsed, and you worked on it yesterday. So
right.
Did you have a pretty good idea that it was going to be there?
I certainly knew that that the play call was high on the charts, and you know, obviously would have liked to have scored on that third down play, but you know, the fourth down play, you never know how a defense is gonna play. Usually they're gonna sell out to one thing. They're gonna sell out to thinking you're gonna pass the ball, sell out to thinking you're gonna run the ball, and they went pretty heavy on the run, and then it was a great misdirection play. Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison have some of those great goal line plays in this offense, and that was one of them. And Virgil kind of occupied two guys, and Owen came away underneath, and we were laughing on the sideline. That's kind of the hardest throw and the hardest catch. You know, he's so open. You know, you don't want to overthrow him, and Owen's kind of like, hurry up, let the ball get here. So I was glad it ended up in his hands. Oh no! I'm telling you. I mean, I'd rather throw to a defender, you know, in between two guys, probably than have to throw that wide open ball, because you've seen it too many times. You know, just don't miss a layup, they say. And I think it's hard on the receiver as well, because it's an easy one to lose concentration on.
Yeah, that drive as a whole, Peyton, was perhaps the key of the game, because the way they ebb and flow of the game. Is that why you defer? Like, is that one reason?
Well, I mean, it certainly there's different reasons to defer, but I think anytime you can defer and you know, try to score on two consecutive drives is the real reason. And so we were in a position until, you know, the turnover. DT made a great catch on a third down, went up and got it on a kind of a high ball, and then you know, had the turnover, which, you know, obviously flipped it. But we were able to get the ball back and on that first series of the second half, and try to kind of, you know, overcome that play, try to erase that play and negate it. And it was nice to get a touchdown drive. Manuel made a great catch and run down the over the middle of the field, and it was nice to get that one in the end zone.
P,
Peyton, when you get the running game going a bit, how much does that ease the burden you might otherwise feel to carry the team, or does it not impact the way you approach it?
No, I think it. I think you know, the more balanced we can be, I think the more pressure you can keep on a defense. You know, I think for them not to know what you're going to be doing on any first or second down, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for them to be on their heels. Boy, are they going to run it here? Are they going to drop back and pass? Are they going to run play action? So you're always going to be shooting for that balance. So we're especially, you know, looking for that balance. But you got to have productivity in each phase, and so we're always looking to do that, whether it's the pass game or the run game.
A few more for Peyton.
How do you feel?
That last drive, going down, obviously, score touchdown, use as much clock as you possibly can. But knowing in your back pocket, you got the Manis, who's been as hot as he's been. I imagine it takes a little bit of the pressure off a little bit.
I mean. Like I said, we want to do our job. We want to get it down there as close as possible. We want to score a touchdown, and but if you don't, obviously you want to get it as close for him. I don't take Brandon for granted. I don't think anybody does. You know, we're trying to, you know, get it down there as close as we can to put us in a touchdown position. If not, make it as short a field goal as possible. But he has been outstanding. He's made some long kicks. He's got a super strong leg, and he's kicking with a lot of confidence. And so it's great to have him on the team.
The offense continues to find consistency. How do you feel the progress has been?
You know, like I said, we're trying to improve each week. We're improving in certain things. I thought, you know, today we had more procedural type penalties than we've been having, which you know, made it tough to overcome. You know, we'd run a play, and all of a sudden, without anything happening, we were already in a second or first and 15 situation. So. That's a good enough defense. If you don't have any penalties, it's hard to move the ball against. When you have penalties and kind of self-inflicted, you know, wounds, as you might call it, it's even tougher. So we need to improve on that, and I know we'll you know, work on that this week and hopefully be better in that category next week.
Last question, Mark.
Every win's a little positive reinforcement, but you found a way in the fourth quarter, one way or another,
right.
Offense, defense. Do you believe in the idea of, I don't know, that self-belief, or is that
sure.
A bunch of hogwash?
No. I mean, we've played really good fourth quarter football, and we talk about on our goal sheet, you know, that we have about winning the fourth quarter, and we have done that each week, and that's been good. So we've done some good things on both sides of the ball, you know, in the fourth quarter defensively. Obviously, they come up with some big plays or big turnovers or sacks or whatnot. But offensively, we put some drives together at the right time, and you know, we had a setback today with the turnover, but we were able to overcome that. Which I think that's a good sign, right? If you just keep making the mistakes, or you let the mistake affect the next drive, that's not what you're looking for. So you know, you don't want the mistakes to happen, but they do. You want to be able to overcome them, and I think we did that today.
Okay.